This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I'm going to have to ask you guys probably next week if I'm able to make a special request while I have that done. Okay? I don't know if you were able to. I wonder if I'm going to be able to, and if I am, I'm probably going to try to do that. That coming up next week on the show about me going under the knife. Daniel Oyafusi joined us from ESPN just moments ago. We asked him whether or not the Browns would go into week one with four QBs.
I don't believe so. I mean, we're not even seeing a lot of teams carry three quarterbacks nowadays on the 53-man roster, but just the nature of, this quarterback room and having two rookies, I think both of those guys are going to, I mean, Dylan Gabriel is a third round pick. He's almost like assured a roster spot. And while Shador Sanders, normally a fifth round pick isn't guaranteed a roster spot, but he is a quarterback. And I think that so far he's shown enough. And I think he'll continue to show enough in training camp to prove to the Browns that he's worth developing. I think that he keep those two rookies. And then I think it's a matter of which one of the veterans they feel most comfortable starting the season off with. Obviously, like Kenny Pickett, we haven't really talked about him, but for whatever anyone wants to say about Kenny Pickett, like the Browns kind of targeted him early in free agency. Andrew Berry said as much. They said that he was a guy, that dating back to a year ago, they were looking at him as a potential trade target. So they do believe that there is kind of a ceiling for him to get better, a potential for him to get better. But I don't know. I think that I'd rather in this situation just kind of roll with Flacco and then know that you have a proven vet, and then you got some two young guys that are really worth developing.
Okay, that makes some sense. It would be odd, but I think any move that they would make would be odd out of this point, because you think about it. You bring in Joe. I don't know if you make any move without controversy out of this class with these quarterbacks getting ready for this season. You brought in Joe. He's 40 years old. If you let go of Joe, you spent $4 million to get a look at Joe during training camp. Oh, and you're letting go of the guy that the veterans are on the record that they trust and went to the playoffs with. I know that game we don't really want to talk about, but they still went to the playoffs with. You got Kenny Pickett. You let Kenny Pickett walk. You get rid of Kenny Pickett. You cut him. Okay, so you gave up a fifth-round pick for Kenny Pickett. Why did you, to get a look at him at camp? You said all these great things. You targeted him early in free agency, or you targeted him early during the, not free agency, but during the offseason to go after him to trade for Kenny Pickett, but then you're going to let him go away. And then, of course, with the two rookies, well, you're going to bring in Shador Sanders, tantalize everybody, let Shador Sanders go, because that's obviously going to come with a bunch of questions. And I got to tell you guys, and this is a sick thing to admit that you're not going to like, I was scouring Big 12 media days to see if Deion said anything about Shador. Guilty as charged. I'm sorry. Guilty as charged.
Well, what's wrong with that?
I wanted to see if anybody asked him about Shador, because that is one of the things that we have to pay attention to, is that his dad is one of the most high-profile people in sports. He's certainly one of the most high-profile college football coaches out there. We did talk about something he spoke about at Big 12 Media Days, and it's like, hey, if he's going to be asked about Shador, he's going to give an answer about Shador, and we'll see where he comes out on that, because that's going to influence a lot of fans of Shador Sanders. And the same thing I bring up, though, if you were to let go of Dylan Gabriel, that's a third-round pick. Now I question your own philosophy on picking quarterbacks. And so that goes against you even for the offseason. So that's a question that you have to answer if you're them. 216-474-0092. We also asked Daniel about the hot seat or perceived hot seat, or if there should be even a hot seat, about Kevin Stefanski.
Obviously, like, again, another 3-win season, the tough conversations need to be had. But I think that it feels like the comments from ownership, they're going to give some time. They're going to give this group some time to kind of work through the post-Deshaun Watson era and see if they have anything they can build on for the future.
That this is already a bizarre year. This is a bizarre offseason. It's a bizarre year, Tone. Quite bizarre.
It's hard because anytime, and we're just sitting there asking one of the beat writers, one of the guys that's there every single day, whether or not they're even going to have all four guys on the roster. And he's like, yeah, most teams don't even have three now. So I've wondered how they were going to do this. I don't care what staff you were. I don't think Andy Reid, I don't think it'd be easy for Andy Reid, who's been around forever, to embark on what Stefanski's about to embark on. And we're not talking about rookie minicamp or minicamp in general, right? OTAs. We're talking about actual training camp. You have four quarterbacks coming into actual training camp, and how many of them want to start? And legitimately think they have a chance to start?
All of them.
Don't all four legitimately think they have a chance?
I think so.
Kenny Pickett, Joe Flacco, they have started as recently as, you know, the last 2 years. Both have started. Yeah. And then you've got two guys who, one was drafted in the third round. Third round quarterbacks expect to be the quarterback at some point. They do. Maybe not like, you know, a top 15 pick. Mm-hmm. But when you're drafted in the third round as
a
quarterback,
you're going to start a game in the NFL.
Yes, of course.
More than likely.
And then the other one is Shedeur Sanders, who there's never been a day over the last 4 years where he hasn't thought he's going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And there hasn't been a day that's gone by in his life where somebody hasn't directly told him, you will be starting. Like, you could say, like, oh, he's surrounded himself by delusional people. No, everybody thought Shedeur Sanders up until like the 3 days before the draft when everyone's like, wait, he's not even a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thought he was going to start a game probably this year. So four guys, when has that ever happened in the NFL? How is Kevin Stefanski and that organization going to come up with a format starting here in how many days now when training camp gets underway?
Just over a week.
How is he going to put all four guys out there, evaluate them in the best possible way, put them in position to where the staff can evaluate them? And I'd even ask this. Do you think in Kevin Stefanski's mind, and then I'll ask the same question for Andrew Barry.
I got to be there for this.
Does he have a pecking order today on July 11th to how he thinks this is going to play out? Or is he walking into this like a jury is always asked to come in with an open mind?
No, he has a leader.
Does Andrew Barry have a leader?
He better have a leader.
Do they have the same leader?
Well, they're thought partners, so I would imagine
they are thought partners.
Well, does Andrew Barry's leader matter?
Go on.
Who's got more power in the organization?
They have equal power from everything that we know, right?
Who's really got more power? When Jimmy Haslam...
Neither.
When Jimmy Haslam...
You just said the name.
So think about this. When Jimmy Haslam... Wait,
what's his leader?
as we get closer to, say, the first preseason game,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's the dual practice, whatever you call it.
Joint practice.
When Jimmy Haslam wants to either pick up the phone, or maybe he's in the office, and he wants to find out and pick the brain of his head coach and his GM,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to be told the truth. Like, I'm here, I'm the owner, I deserve to know what the order is. Does he go to Andrew Barry or does he go to Kevin Stefanski?
I think it's both at the same time.
So he has them both in.
I think them both. You don't want to split the difference.
No, I think for the gameplay, I think he's going to Stefanski, right?
Oh, yeah.
What if Jimmy and say he's...
We're past personnel. Hold on.
Say he's talking to whoever is the head honcho. We actually know the individuals, but the head honcho of the marketing department.
Oh, really?
And the head honcho of the marketing department is like, guys, we got 3 weeks for the season starts. Whose poster is the biggest? Like, what am I supposed to do What are we sending out in the email? Like, I gotta get ready for this.
Miles Garrett.
No, but for the quarterbacks, like, we gotta start.
We don't do that this year. Think
one about Bernie Kosar. That's one we could all agree with that we love.
Brian Sipe.
I mean, it's as bizarre an offseason as it gets, man. And you're right. Like, if there's a difference of opinion, because, you know, a general manager has to think a couple of years down the line. Kevin Stefanski has to think about winning games right now. There's pressure on both these guys. There's pressure on the players that Andrew picks to perform. And then again, how much sway does Kevin have in those players that are picked? So, I mean, these are going to be very big issues. These are going to be very big issues with this football team moving forward. But going back to Kevin, I would have to think that, yes, he has a leader in the clubhouse. He has a guy that he has in mind. I want to say it's Joe Flacco from everything I know about the guy. But damn it, how many people have come on this show and have said that they believe that they want Kenny Pickett to be the leader in the club? Not that the people who are making their opinions known, talking about they believe that the Browns want Kenny Pickett to be the leader in the clubhouse for it. And honestly, it does make sense to do that. Like, I know that we've made jokes about, you know, his aunt yelling at us online or things like that. It makes sense. How old's Kenny? 26? 27? How old's Kenny? Somewhere in there. He ain't 40. So you could always try to make him out to be your Geno Smith, your Sam Darnold. Ironically, your
27.
Baker, 27. Ironically, your Baker Mayfield. You could try to make him out to be, but then, boy, that's a whole can of worms. And see what he has. Because 40 years old, you're getting 1 year out of Joe Flacco. It's the same. We are, in so many ways, we share a lot more than we think going into this year with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are thinking Super Bowl. They are absolutely thinking Super Bowl. But boy, there's a lot of things that we have in common with that fan base right now. 216-474-0092. Would you extend Stephen Kwan? 4 years, $120 million. Come on.
Yeah, I would. I'd be very nervous what that means for the rest of the team and putting a competitive team out there. But yeah, I think Kwan is a keeper. 30, people are telling us 30 is way too high. That is one thing I'm noticing. We are getting a lot of pushback that said there's no chance he gets 30.
So now fans all of a sudden have something in common with Paul Dolan?
They don't want to pay him.
216-474-0092. Would you pay Stephen Kwan? I say yes. Tone says yes. The big question for you guys, if they gave a contract to Stephen Kwan right now, would it put Paul Dolan on your good side? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's a Friday. You don't have to.
No, that's it. Coming in hot, coming up at 9:45, but I have to concede an argument to Anthony. He ran a great argument, had a great argument, and he wins, and I lost the argument on Paul Dolan. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to your wife and two wonderful children, and I hope you do well with the office. I hope you do well with the argument and carrying the torch forward for Paul Dolan and the Cleveland Guardians, because I never thought I would ever get this much pushback on paying, wanting to pay Stephen Kwan.
Are the fans getting cheap?
Well, it's amazing to me where we spent the first part of the week. I mean, we had the dunk callers on Paul Dolan. And here we are at the end of the week. Now, they won three games. They did. They won three in a row. But we get to the end of the week, and, well, you can't pay Stephen Kwan that much. You can't pay Stephen Kwan that much. Oh, okay. Why? I don't just want to pay garbage. He's not garbage. See, now, you know what? I'm going to rise like a phoenix. Here I come again. Back in the saddle. Because, damn it, you were with me the first 3 days of this week, everybody. I had finally seen the light. I was carrying just as much water as Anthony Lima was for Paul Dolan over the last couple of years, going, hey, you know, he's a steady owner. He overachieves. He keeps the front office together. Yeah, they got close. Yeah, I know. They didn't spend any money going into this offseason. They got rid of some guys that they probably shouldn't have. They pulled back instead of pushing forward after they were three wins away from the World Series and they were still in the ALCS. But, you know, the television deal. They got the rug pulled out from under. And, guys, I had finally seen the light. Zach Meisel had got me to see the light, going, hey, you know, that's no excuse there. They could still, if he's got this plan to sell this baseball team here, you can still go in and make these investments and still get paid off in the long run because the organization's worth $1 billion. Okay, here we go. I look at my baseball team. I got Jose Ramirez. Well, I've already paid Jose Ramirez. But then there's Stephen Kwan. What other guy do I have to pay other than Stephen Kwan? Well, how much does Stephen Kwan want? He's going to want about $30 million. So I start texting my guys because I got to tell you, when I first heard $30 million, I go, sheesh, that's a lot of money for a leadoff hitter and a guy who don't hit home runs. But then I start texting a bunch of people and they go, yeah, Ken, he's going to get $30 million a year on the open market if he keeps this up. 298, leadoff hitter, table setter, he'll do that. And then my mind started to race. Because it's not just, and I got hell over it from even coworkers earlier this morning on the show. And I'm not talking about anybody even in the room right now. About, well, you can't just make an argument to pay Stephen Kwan because you can't pay anybody else. That's still not a good investment. I think it is a good investment. If Stephen Kwan is signed by you for $30 million a year, or say it's a four-year, $120 million deal, you have one of the two most consistent pieces of your offense locked up. You have a guy who you know can get on base. What you don't have is any one of these home run hitters that we all think that we're going to have, which is a fictitious being. You have a better chance of having the Loch Ness Monster bat forth for you over there than you do anybody who you can count on to hit home runs for you consistently. So I might as well believe in the Loch Ness Monster and Sasquatch and a Yeti all in our lineup before I believe in that. So who else am I? It's not about who else am I going to pay. It's I actually have a guy who's worth it. Because if he leads off for me and he hits well and he continues to do this thing, great. He sets the table for some of my young pups coming up. Or if he does and we still can't get wins because the rest of them are still bad, I can trade the guy. If I pay the guy and he ain't worth it, David Blitzer's going to pay off on that. I don't have to pay off on that. So where's the hurt here? And I keep getting a bunch of people going, Ken, he's not worth it. You're crazy. He's not worth it. I go, so hold on. We're yelling at Paul Dolan because he's cheap. It's Dolan's cheaps all over again. We're yelling at him because he's cheap. I'm giving you a guy that, yes, does come at a price, but he is a good ball player. He's an all-star this year, for crying out loud. No. He's cheap, but I don't want him spending that much on Stephen Kwan, which is what he'll get on the open market. I give up. I was with you. And we all seem to be together. And when it comes down to it, me, you don't want to pay Stephen Kwan. Okay, well then, hell then. I guess I go back and I say, I'm going to pull a Jeff. I guess I should say that you guys have no right to complain about this baseball team whatsoever. You just need to accept this. I'll pull a Tim Kirkchen and say, you guys should be thankful that you have an ownership and a front office that's this good and an overachiever. You guys could always be the Pirates. You guys could always be the Rockies. I should say that. I got nobody agreeing with me about Stephen Kwan and wanting to pay Steve. 216-474-0092. I beg you, anybody who agrees with me about paying Stephen Kwan, I cannot believe this. I'm being boat raced in this argument. Hey, this is, you are Ronald Reagan right now with me. Congratulations.
Well, I wonder.
It's an October surprise, apparently. This is Dewey defeats Truman over here with you.
I wonder if it's just that, you know, Kwan doesn't hit home runs. So in today's day and age, baseball, where it is in 2025, the fans are like, well, what's that worth? Like, what if we said, all right, fine, forget $30 million a year. What about $25 million a year? Does that make a difference? To the average fan, that would be, you know, $25 million over 5 years. But does that make a difference to the average Guardians fan? Would they then say, okay, fine, we'll support him?
You've invested in a guy that clearly is he not worth it? How old will Stephen Kwan be at the end of the contract? How old is Stephen Kwan right now? If I extend him here, I got two more years of play of control over him, and I offer him $120 million over 4 years. That's a very nice amount of money, all right? It's going to be more than Andrés Giménez was making, 7 million or 7 years over 106 million, and you jettison him or 107, what's $1 million between friends? He's got two more years of arbitration. He's available for free agency in 2028. I could pay him, keep him happy. And that will hopefully keep him happy. I don't know. Maybe he still ain't going to be happy with that amount of money. I still think that's a nice amount of money, but who the hell am I? And then he's a free agent in 2028. And if this team sucks, I still can liquidate the asset of the money he makes as long as he's playing well. Does anybody think he's not going to play well? He's been pretty consistent now. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought that this was a nice thing where, hey, I didn't think that anybody he was going to, that Paul Dolan was going to find himself back in the fans' good. Well, I don't know if Paul Dolan has ever actually been in the fans' good graces, has he? No.
No, not really.
Okay, so I don't think it's going to put Paul Dolan in the good graces of the fan base. But hey, you want him to spend some money. It's a frustrating year. Here's a guy for your future in Stephen Kwan, who's 27, going on 28 years old next year. He's in his prime. He's in his prime. He's not a power hitter. Okay, so what? So it'll be 28, at the end of this year. In September, it'll be 28. But he's in his prime right now. What's the matter with that? We don't want him there. 216-474-0092. Maybe I've lost touch with the general fan. I thought that, Tony, what do you have to say for this and this tremendous win that you have?
Well, I didn't really think it was a big win for me. I just think fans maybe see $30 million and maybe it's already baked in that they assume, well, we're never going to pay anybody that anyway, so we're not even going to allow that to seep into our brains that it's a possibility, so $30 must be too high.
I would start screaming and yelling and go, well, if you're going to pay him $30 million, that must mean you can afford other guys too because you've been sitting on this amount of money. Who else can you afford? Yeah, it's not where just Stephen Kwan takes off. If Stephen Kwan were to get paid $30 million a year by this club, I'm not going to turn right around and go, well, Stephen Kwan's taking up all the money. So, hey, it's Stephen Kwan's fault for accepting money. Hey, you just got out from under the Andrés Giménez deal, and that thank God you did, because that would have been a terrible, terrible, terrible deal. And we'd be screaming and yelling about that, fair. But damn, you guys want him. I want him to invest in Stephen Kwan, because where else am I going to get offense right now? Maybe Kyle, and to be honest with you, I know I'm coming off really sarcastic and nasty here for a second. Let me be totally, totally brute honest on all this. If Kyle Manzardo, if they trade Carlos Santana here in the next couple of weeks, and Kyle Manzardo gets his chance every single day, and he rakes over that time over the second half of the season, we can reevaluate this and say, well, maybe that's our bopper that we've been looking for. If I know Chase DeLauter was not in the lineup yesterday and people were freaking out. Meredith was texting me because they were thinking, finally, oh my God, he's going to get called up here. Chase DeLauter will eventually be up here. If Chase DeLauter gets called up and he looks like he shows some promise, maybe that will be the way for everybody. It's not a done deal on any of this term, but I'm going, man, this is a guy who I'm looking for consistency because I can't imagine that we're ever. I mean, someday we're probably going to have some guy who can hit for power on a consistent basis, but I just don't know who that's going to be until he actually does it. Because we've had high hopes for a lot of different guys, and they haven't been able to do anything for us. Tom and Menor, you're first up in the fan. Hello, Tom.
Can't agree with you wholeheartedly.
Hey, there we go.
Sign the guy. Here's why. Who else on that team right now that you would give a big contract to?
I was trying to find that person earlier today. I don't think so.
You got six guys hitting under 200. You need a leadoff guy on this team. Ramirez only has a couple of years left, maybe 4 years, maybe max, because he's, 33? So, you know, he's the next guy up. You pay them the money. The other guys are work in progress. They got to prove that they can, play every day, get that average up. Manzano, I kind of agree with you there a little bit, but he's got to give me another year at least before I even start even thinking about extending that guy. He's got to get up to 250, 275 and start hitting some home runs, more consistently. But outside of that, who else do you have on this team that's worth that kind of money? Nobody.
I would think the same thing there, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. It's way too early to talk about anything with Travis Bazzana about that. I mean, hell, by the time you're paying Travis Bazzana, Stephen Kwan's no longer a Guardian under that contract. So, and David Blitzer's the owner, I would imagine, right?
Wait to hear more on that, Kenny.
Okay. I shouldn't go assuming things. I that part I take back. Anthony in Canton. Hey, my hometown. You're next up on the fan. Hello, Anthony.
Thank you guys for taking my call, but I don't see why you don't pay Stephen Kwan. He's the only one hitting the ball. And a quick take on the Browns is Stefanski and Barry ain't going nowhere for the simple reason of the collaboration. And another word for collaboration is met. And as long as the owners...
Anthony, you did break up the word you were looking for. The word you said was the other word. What's the other word for collaboration you were saying?
Meddling.
Okay, meddling. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, well, as long as the three-headed goon squad, Haslam, DePodesta, and JW are going to continue to meddle, they're safe.
Now, hold on. Well, no, what did they meddle with? What did they meddle with?
They meddle with the whole roster. We don't get Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders.
But Anthony, hold on. Let's have a conversation for a second. Do you listen to the show often?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so have you been listening for the last few years?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then you would definitely know that Lyman and I and other people in the media have been very much on the record that it has been on the record to us that it was not the ownership group that led them to go after Deshaun Watson. That was not spearheaded by them. I can tell you on a hand on a Bible that the Haslams loved Baker Mayfield and wanted Baker Mayfield to be successful. I hate to keep going over this sort of thing, but I have to be honest with Anthony here, and it's been a while since we talked about it. They loved him.
Okay, and I was happy with Baker, but
I know you were. A lot of people were.
He was the stable quarterback for the organization.
Like we have to be completely honest with us here. If this is not going well, the owners are where. And Anthony, I gotta let you go because I gotta get the break here. The owners are where the buck stops, so it always goes on the owners. But when it comes to that situation and a lot of these roster decisions, they are letting the guys in charge be the guys in charge. Correct. Tone?
It would seem
they're
so.
They're letting them be in charge.
The Shedeur Sanders pick, I do wonder about.
216-474-0092. Coming in hot. Keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. Coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.